I am rolling whenever you're ready.
Okay. Good January morning. I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style. We're blessed to have so many brilliant artists in the area, brilliant writers, and Tom Schachtman is one of them. He has just published a new book, The Founding Fortunes, How the Wealthy Paid for and Profited from America's Revolution, which has great relevance in the world today. Catherine Boughton caught up with him, and we have the interview. Each week, our millennial writer Charlotte Penrose looks around the region for what's happening and shares her recommendations, the most interesting and fun events in the week to come. Here are some of her tips. Details can be found on the website. Pops Peterson, The Making of a Protest Artist. An artist and public speaker from the Berkshires will lead a discussion looking at what prompts an artist to devote his or her work to activism. He will also discuss his own personal journey from landscape and portrait painting to activist art. Peterson is best known for his award-winning series, Reinventing Rockwell, and his renowned painting, Freedom from What, is currently featured in the Norman Rockwell Museum's international tour, The Four Freedoms, Enduring Ideals Reimagining the Four Freedoms, at the Foundry in West Stockbridge. Adelia Moore, Being the Grown-Up. A clinical psychologist from New York City is hosting a book talk on her recently published Being the Grown-Up, A Guide to Raising Children in Today's World. The book zeroes in on the core challenge for every parent, the hard work of building a relationship that combines trust and connection in a world overrun by social media. Each chapter covers a topic: attachment, temperament, family systems theory, and body language, at the David Hunt Library in Falls Village. Pleasant Valley Snowshoe Hike, Winter Wonders. Strap on your snowshoes and embark upon a winter wonderland hike around Pleasant Valley Sanctuary's scenic trails with gentle rolling terrain. Look out for wildlife activity around ponds, streams, meadows, and woodlands. If you don't own your own snowshoes, you can borrow some from the sanctuary at Pleasant Valley Wildlife Sanctuary in Lenox. Confessions of an Unnatural Blonde, Turning Heads. Known as the Carol Burnett of drag, showbiz spitfire Paige Turner is one of the original creators and producers of the enormously popular live drag reality show, So You Think You Can Drag. She tours the country in her one-woman show, Confessions of an Unnatural Blonde, and has performed as a headliner for Atlantis and Aquafest cruises. Ms. Turner is a monumental figure in the drag community in New York City, and the term she coined, Slurp, is the name of the longest-running drag show there, at the Sharon Playhouse. Berkshire Playwrights Lab, I Am, You Are, We Were. Jane Dennett Smith, playwright in residence, Barrington Stage Company's Playwright Mentoring Project, has written a compelling exploration of the depths of love and the collateral damage of loving. I Am, You Are, We Were. In this staged reading, you'll meet two families, one Russian, one suburban Jewish. The equilibrium of the families is tilted by Bolshevik fever, loss, and a garage bursting with a lifetime's worth of possessions at St. James Place in Great Barrington. Check out our website for further information. Just click on Happening This Week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our other features can also be accessed from the homepage. And please support our advertisers. Just click on the ads themselves that link directly to their website. Out on a limb. I recently started a new needlework pattern. It's the largest pattern I've ever attempted, and before it's done, I expect to have precisely placed some 18,975 stitches. Obviously, it will take some time to finish. I estimate about a year's worth of my spare time. My great niece bops into my apartment and demands to see the emerging image. Are you done yet? She asks. Catherine Boughton takes a look at, wait for it, patience. Our favorite things, the art of Warner Brothers cartoons. Are you old enough to remember wintry Sunday mornings lined up like little Indians on the living room sofa, while grainy black and white images darted hectically across an early television screen? This whole cast of colorful animated characters and one-of-a-kind artwork will brighten the winter doldrums at the Berkshire Museum. So check it out. Berkshire Kitchen, celebrating Robert Burns. And for this, the dish seems to be haggis, which has gotten a bad rap over the years. It seems to conjure up visions of Shakespeare's witches in Hamlet boiling a sheep's stomach filled with haggis in a simmering cauldron. Jane disputes this claim and has created a diner-friendly recipe without the stomach. Country Homes, an exciting opportunity to acquire 270 acres in the heart of Millbrook countryside, graced by a four-bedroom house, charmingly sited in the midst of the property, overlooking its own private lake. Totally secluded, quiet and serene, hayfields and lush woods interlaced with trails for walking, riding, and cross-country skiing. A world of its own, only 5 minutes from the village. Inner elegance. Be curious. For those who live with cats, one can witness curiosity on the prowl every day. Delving into corners, cupboards, and empty cardboard boxes, cats have a deep instinctive need to know that everything is as it should be in their territory. The food bowl is where it always is. There are no intruders, and the hiding places are accessible. For our feline friends, an inquiring mind is an essential tool for survival. For us mere mortals, however, the impulses behind our curiosity are more complex. Carolyn Phipps looks more closely at curiosity as a means to keep us young and vibrant. Behind the page. This is the space where I weigh in on important issues in my world. Not necessarily the world, but my world. This month, I tell the story of one of my toy poodles, Whisper, her broken elbow, her recovery, the life of the lesson I learned on our journey together. An added bonus, if you don't subscribe to us, check out our homepage for an opportunity to read Reasonable Expectations, where we consider ways that work to create and manage one's New Year's resolutions. Our newly designed site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for your visit. We're very proud of our 2020 look. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. All of us at Berkshire Style wish you a wonderful, wonderful week.